Psalm 51 is the penitential psalm most often read during Lent. Although many, many commentators have traditionally assumed this to be a poem written by King David after the prophet charged him with the rape of Bathsheba and with orchestrating her husband's demise, I read this as a much later work, and therefore, to me, it becomes even more powerful. Modern linguistic specialists are now suggesting that the psalm's language may be post-exilic. Some of the psalm's ideas suggest that the psalmist himself was steeped in priestly and liturgical matters, someone who thinks like a worker in the temple. Of course, the temple was built by Solomon, and the new rituals for his abattoir would have been ironed out over a long period of time, likely even rethought and codified during the captivity. The final verses ask that the walls of Jerusalem be rebuilt, most likely referring to the destruction of Jerusalem in 586, although those poor walls have been knocked down repeatedly. And once the walls of Jerusalem had been rebuilt, the temple's appointed sacrifices, burnt offerings, and oblations can commence, complete with young bullocks upon your altar. So I invite you to hear this psalm as a cry from the heart of one of the nation's priests. He sincerely asks forgiveness for his own personal faults and unnamed misdeeds, and he deeply yearns for Jerusalem to return to being a peaceful, safe refuge, with its rebuilt temple once again becoming the nation's religious focus. And he wants the nation not only to have its priests exemplify the finest ideals of priestly purification and communal restoration, but he also wants the nation to offer to God their troubled spirits, their broken and contrite hearts. Today's music is by the organist and composer David Hurd. He taught for nearly 40 years at the General Theological Seminary in New York City, located on West 21st. His music allows us to follow the lengthy text with ease, sometimes even recalling the Anglican style of psalm singing. I also like the frequent incorporation of dissonance, because Psalm 51 is filled with dissonance, with anguish of heart, anxiety, all of which is finally relieved as we remember with the psalmist that forgiveness and restoration are always available.
Thank you. Thank you.